Okay, this past week's daf was daf mem gimel in Maseches Erevin. We're gonna focus on the sugi which starts in the middle of mem gimel and aleph by the two dats, the sugi of tchum lemaala me'asor. Is there tchumen higher than 10 tefachim? Ain't tchumen lemaala me'asora, or above 10 tefachim off the ground, there's no restriction of tchumen. Tchumen only restricts a person within 10 tefachim of the ground. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. What are we referring to? Omer gavoy asara v'rochav habo lo tiboy loch. If we're talking about a person, let's say he, this is one of the nafkaminas would be as far as, let's say a person was kind of shvisa. Let's say he has a tchum, his 2,000 amos, and were we to hold that in tchum l'mal me'asara, so he could leave his tchum if he's above 10 tefachim off the ground. So on that, the Gemara says that if he's walking out of his the area on an omud, a platform which is 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, loy tiboylach. This is not included in our shaila. There's no question over here. The aras michtehi, that's considered as if it's on the ground itself, and we would view that, you know, as a ground, a starting point. So he wouldn't be on top of 10 tefachim, you know, that would be considered a regular platform.
Would he be outside of his tchum or not? If he does that?
Yeah.
He would be.
Yeah, right. That's not included in the shaila of 10 tefachim, right? His way, whether he's above the 10 tefachim ground, above the ground. Because what constitutes the ground, we'll see, is a place which is roi for hiluch, proper, you know, walking area. And being that this is 4 tefachim wide, so 4 tefachim wide is considered a mokum choshev that it's a regular walking spot. So we would calculate the ground from there, right? So you wouldn't at all be 10 tefachim wide. And that Gemara says, ki tebeilach bobin gevei asar v'ein rochav abo. The shaila is, if a person is walking out of his tchum on a platform which is not 4 tefachim wide, it's the 10 tefachim high, right? That's the challenge. The 10 tefachim is out of the area which is related to the ground, and it's not 4 tefachim wide, so we don't have, like in the previous case, that itself will be considered the ground. Yeah, so this is what Morris says. So this is one nafkamin, which would be a person would be able to walk out of his tchum, standing on a, let's say at the end of the tchum, right? You have, you know, a stand, right, which is narrower than 4 tefachim. So he'd be able to walk out, and he wouldn't be considered walking out of his tchum because the tchum is only within 10 tefachim. The restrictions of the tchum is within 10 tefachim from the ground. Therefore, he could walk out the heter if he's remaining 10 tefachim above the ground. That's one afkamina. The Mora says, inami tikozo b'kfitza. If he is flying. Rashi says over here, let's see the Rashi's over here. Yesh tchumin. Isser tchumin. Is there the isser tchumin l'mal me'asoro? If a person is above 10 tefachim from the ground. And Mefarash Vos, as Limor explains, this is what we saw in like the first piece of Gemara. Limor tells that this is not included in the Shailam. Rashi says, in such a case, we have a stand, a platform, which is 10 tefachim high, it's 4 tefachim wide, and one end of it is entering the tchum, and one part of it is extends out of the tchum. And were we to say that the shaila is, could he walk out on top of his platform? Loiti boiloch. In this case, since it's rochav abo, it's wide, 4 tefachim wide. Loiti boiloch. The isetchum noig boy. Definitely, the isetchum is the tchum and will be noig on such a thing. And therefore, he it's not permitted for him to climb up on the end, which is in the tchum, and walk out the other side. Why is there no shaila over here? The hachazi lehilach, behilach ma'ayuhu, because this platform, being that it's 4 tefachim wide, it's roy, it's fit for walking, and it's a proper walking area, and therefore, like we mentioned, that we would actually calculate the ground from over there. You know, within tchum, you have hills and things like that, right? We don't say that that becomes higher than tchum, because that's the ground. That's how you look at it. So such a platform also, if it's roy for walking, it's this shear of bal tchum wide, it's roy for walking, so it's a hill as far as we're concerned. The shaila is if it's not rochav abos, grashi, ve'en rochav dal, d'loy nichet hashmishdei. Being that it's narrow, so it's walking usage over here is not nicha. This is not a good walking condition. It's a little narrow for a person to walk on. So therefore, it wouldn't be considered like ground level. So therefore, we would calculate that as above ground level, right? Higher than tefachim. That's one case where the shaila would be negayin. Or else the Gemara says, "Binami calls a b'kfitza." Rashi says, "B'shem." We have a hilchelot. If a person knows how to use the shem Hashem to help him fly, and right, is it permitted for a person to fly out of the tchum on Shabbos since he's 10 tefachim off the ground? This is what the Gemara shaila over here is the issa tchumin even apply to an area which is 10 tefachim off the ground, which is not a normal walking area? Right, that seems to be the Gemara shaila over here. That was the tchum said to a place which is not a normal mokum hiluch. Generally, 10 tefachim. We know let's say rishus rabim, right? We have the halacha is that it's that the rishus, the teres rishus, is till 10 tefachim off the ground. Higher than 10 tefachim is not considered rishus rabim anymore. It's mokum ptur. You see from over there that the ground is shoylet, it rules the ear space above the ground, the 10 tefachim, that's related to the ground area. Above that, it doesn't have the same relation to the ground, and therefore the Gemara's question over here is, in that area, was the din tchumin applied there or not? And the nafkamin will be, these nafkaminas will be, could a person walk out of his tchum if he's traveling 10 tefachim above the ground? The Gemara says, "Ovelishna achrin b'sfina mai, in a boat, what would the halacha be?" Rashi says, "Stam sfina lemal me'asoro mahaleches, ve'eino nocho v'dome lekfitza ba'avim." A boat is traveling the water. The ground is on the bottom, so the boat is traveling 10 tefachim above the ground. And it's similar to flying kfitza ba'avir. Okay, we'll see. I feel hachi also. This Rashi seems to really be going on in the Gemara. And this is a question whether he agrees this or not. This in the Gemara, but the way we have gears in the Gemara, the nafkamina, another nafkamina will be b'sfina. As we'll see, that the Gemara is going to be a raya from a boat. Now, we'll see in the Gemara over here that there's another nafkamina to this shaila. Right now, we're talking about a nafkamina, a person that was kind of shvisa in a certain area, and his tchum is set up 2,000 amos around his makom shvisa. We know exactly where it ends, and the question would be that does he have an eitzah? He has a way to walk out of his tchum without being over an iser. If his ain tchum lemal miasor, if tchumen don't restrict a person higher than 10 tefachim, so a person will be able to walk out of his tchum if he's traveling higher than 10 tefachim. Like the Gemara says, either on a platform which is not dal tefachim wide, or if he has the ability to fly. Now, we'll see in the Gemara, and the Mefarshim speak out already now, that there's another nafkamina over here. let's say a person ben hashmoshes is in such a position, he's lamal me'asor tefachim ben hashmoshes. So if tchumin, if yesh chul mal me'asor, so he'll be kind of shvisa right over there where he is, like any other situation, and that will set up his tchum. If it ain't tchum lamal me'asor, so then there's no tchum, so he won't be kind of shvisa over there. Now, what the halacha will be? What's the halacha? So ain't chum lamal me'asor, so ben hashmoshes, he's lamal me'asor, he won't be kind of shvisa, he won't have any tchum set up for him. But what does that mean now? All right. Let's say he comes down. So as we're going to Gemara over here, something interesting you haven't well before we really saw such a thing that when he comes down lamata me'asora, then he'll be kind of shvisa, even though it's after ben hashmoshes. That'll be kind of shvisa there.
Just a quick question. Well, how much is it above 10 from last and 4? And the Sfina is above 10, but more than 4.
The Sfina itself?
Yeah, it's above 10. It's above 10.
Right. I mean, we're talking about the Sfina itself, right? The Sfina itself is traveling on water, right? It's not a...
What about Rachov? What's the issue of Rachov?
Right.
If you're playing with above 10, but more, it's more than 4 for... for Tvachim, then it's considered smich to the Eretz, right?
Right.
So what about the Sfina? Why isn't Sfina the same thing?
But the Sfina itself is flying in the air, right? I mean, let's say someone was on an airplane.
You're saying the plank itself would be connected to the ground.
That's only if you could look at that plank as being stationary. But if the plank itself was just floating, so then.
So itself is already...
Then in itself wouldn't be kavur, right?
The smicht is dependent on the platform.
Yeah, no, the platform is a base, right? Base. That's what
base,
it is, right?
Being somewhat connected to the ground somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're talking another nafka mina. If a person was ben hashmoshes, lamala me'asora, that he won't be kind of shvisa over there, and therefore he won't be restricted by any tchum, and therefore he could go where he wants. But once he comes down, lamata me'asora, then he'll be kind of shvisa there. We'll see, that's mevuyir in the Gemara over here. Let's see the Gemara. This is the Mishnah we have. Working a raya from our Mishnah. That's why the sugi is over here. Toshma Meiser Shebo Mipal Najasin. They were coming from this place. Vefligas Finosim Bayam. And being. Yeah, this is the Mishnah over here that we just. Two cases, right? Two stories in the Mishnah. The first story in the Mishnah was that they were leaving this area, Fligas Finas Bayam, and the boat made its way into the Yam. So the Mishnah says that so they went out of the Tchum. Basically what happened was, right, the boat was traveling on Shabbos and they went out of the Tchum of the ear. Mura says Ramliel Rabbelezer Ranzaya Hoch was Kula Vishuvas Lezozul Midal Ramas. But that mission is based on the fact that they went out of the tchum, and they're restricted by the tchum. So the Gemara says as follows: Iyam b'shalom yesh tchum in mishum hachim rotzel lahachmir. And it says over here a machlekes in the Mishnah whether they were permitted to go the entire area of the Sfina or not. The Gemara says Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva lo yizozum dal amish rotzel lahachmir la'atzmon. So the Mora says that if there's no tchum in the mal me'asora, and this is what we saw in the Rashi, that a sfina is traveling above 10 tefachim from the ground. So the sfina is the situation where you're the mal me'asora. Now on that thing, Mora says that if it's ain't tchum in the mal me'asora, so it's mutter to move around the mal me'asora. So what's the basis of this chumrah? As if you walked out of the tchum. What's the problem? There's no such tchum. That's what Gemara is saying over here. Yeah, but some yesh tchumim, some hachir also. It's good if you hold yesh tchumim l'mal mi'asara. So that's why they want to be machmer on themselves, to view themselves at, that they walked out of the tchum in an area where you're not allowed to move. Ela yamer ein tchumim l'mal mi'asara. But if the din is ein tchumim l'mal mi'asara, so showing so you can move around how you want. So what's the basis for them to be machmer? So the more right now is bringing a raya from the Mishnah that apparently the Mishnah seems to be assuming that this yesh tchum l'mal me'asor. And that the Gemara says, "No, my Rava, b'malech es berdekik, hocher na b'malech es berdekik." Rava, in dealing with a different question, explained that the situation was speaking where the boat was traveling in a thicker area, which means that like a sort of a muddy area, right? Not clear water that we would consider it, that it's lamalim from the ground. It's traveling in a rekik, which the point of the Gemara is that it's considered that it's within 10 tefachim to the ground itself. So in this situation over here, true. Right, when we talk about a sphina, that's only, you know, in a normal situation when the boat is taka traveling l'mal mi'asar tefachim. But over here, the boat was still in an area which was close enough to the ground. Rashi says, "Berekik pochus mi'asara." It's less than 10 tefachim. So the boat itself, someone says, a fligus finosum, that the Gemara says that we can't bring a raya from over here because we could be speaking about that the boat was still traveling in the shallower water, and therefore the boat itself was still within 10 tefachim from the ground. There's no raya from there. The Gemara says, now the Gemara continues, bringing a raya from the next case in the Mishnah. The next section of the Mishnah that we just had over here was talking about an opposite situation when they arrived on Shabbos. Pamachas le'nichnesu l'nomol ashech ashecha. One time they were traveling on a boat and they didn't arrive in the port till it was already chashecha. It was after Ben Hashmoshes. Omele l'ramliel ma'anu le'red. So they asked Ben Gamliel, are we allowed to go off the boat into the city? That they were concerned that they were kind of shvisa before the boat came within the tchum of the city, and therefore they weren't kind of shvisa in the tchum of the city itself. So he told them, no, you seem stackle, right? I was looking through my telescope and I saw that we were. But their concern was that when Ben Hashmoshes came, they weren't yet within the tchum of the city, and therefore they would be coming from outside of the tchum, which wouldn't allow them to leave the boat. Toshma. So this morning we're being derived from this case. Toshma. Pamachas nusun lomar shechashechem. Zot the Mora as follows. The Amr b'shlam yesh tchum in Shapir. What was their concern over here? The Mora says, if you hold yesh tchum ma miyasor, I mean like this. You know, if they're coming from the middle of the ocean, so when Ben Shmoshes came, they definitely they were lamal me'asor tefachim. Is zok the Gemara? Yeah, maybe some yesh tchum in Shapir. So if you hold this tchum lamal me'asor, so it's good. So they were kind of shvisa there, and if they weren't within the tchum of the city, so then now they had left the tchum, they wouldn't be able to walk. Eliyamre ain't tchumin. But if you hold ain't tchumin l'mal mi'asor, ki loy hayin musech ha'tchum ahavei. Why are they concerned? They want to know if they were we within in the tchum. Why are they concerned? Ki loy hayin musech ha'tchum ahavei. Why is there a problem? Now this Gemara over here, right, what seems to suggest, and this is what the Rishonim show there over here, that if you hold ain't tchumin l'mal mi'asor, so now when the boat comes into the port and they're coming now into an area which is the Mata Mi'asara, they will be able to, they'll be kind of shvisa now and take on the tchum of the city itself. So this is Mora's raya, that from the fact that they had a concern apparently it would seem to imply that yesh tchum l'mal mi'asara. On that, the Gemara says, "Amar of Malach Berekik." Right? Apparently, Rava was talking about this originally. Right? That's why the Gemara before just referred to what he said. On that, the Gemara says that no, this case also that at the time Ben Hashmoshes they were Malach Berekik. It was again Lamata Miasora, so it doesn't get involved in our shayla. Now let's just pick up a moment over here that we just mentioned that this piece of Gemara would seem to say that if you hold Ein Tchumin L'mal Mi'asor, therefore, when Ben Shmoshes came, there was no Knias Shvisa, and no Tchum. So when you come L'mata Mi'yud, that's when you come in Shvisa, right? So something new, that is a possibility of Knias Shvisa, even at Ben Shmoshes. Now the question that we have to ask on that is, that is a Mishnah a little later on, Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah talks about a person sleeping, Ben Hashmoshes. It's the second Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, all the way on the bottom of the On. Mem Hei Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says as well, Mishi Yosh Mederech, Vala Yodah Shech HaSheicha. Person falls asleep, he's walking on his way, Friday afternoon, gets tired, he falls asleep, and he wakes up, it's dark. So as far as tchum is concerned, what's the situation? Zot the Gemara, Rabbi Yechem Menuri says, Yesh la p'ham am l'chol ruach. Div Rabbi Yechem Menuri. Hachom oim, ein le ela ab amas. The Hachom say he only has dal amas. He only has dal amas. The Hachom Shita seems to be that since he was sleeping, he wasn't in the state of mind that he would be able, that he could be, have das to be kind of shvisa. So he's not kind of shvisa. And what's the halacha? Over here seems to say, if you're not kind of shvisa, then that's it. Then you have no tchum. You're stuck in dal amas. In our sugya over here, we seem to be saying that if you're in a situation, l'mal miyud, right? There's no tchum in, not kind of shvisa, no problem. You know, when you come into the situation of that you're shayach the tchum, then you'll be kind of shvisa then. So according to that, as soon as he wakes up, so fine, let him be kind of shvisa now.
Practically, people today are Tana Shvisa. I mean, I never thought about Tana. I mean, I'm not.
No, you don't actually need that, but you have to be in a situation that you're Roy. A person sleeping is not Roy to have. We'll see when we get to that Sugi over there. Yeah.
Maybe Tana Shvisa with Shabbos, I don't know.
That's sugya over there, yeah. You have to know would pass. If you're just being kind of biraglayim, then type right. Could be easier, right? Yeah, but you have to look again over there to see, right? I mean, might maybe sort to be cut to, you know, right? To be kind of raise the erev, and with pass is more of a problem. So the Ritva on that mission over here talks about the Shaila. That mission seems to imply Kivin Shleikon Shvisa b'Ben Hashmoshes Suv Enik Koine Achar Shechashecha. That's what mission seems to imply. If you were not Koine Shvisa b'Ben Hashmoshes, that's it, right? You don't have any Tchum even after when a person wakes up. V'Im Toima. So the Ritzvah over there asked the question from our sugya, Maishno Misfina, why is it any different than a boat? Sha'afa pishle konso shvisa ben hashmoshes, even though it wasn't kind of shvisa ben hashmoshes, the fish ha'is l'mal mi'asor, because you were higher than 10 tfochim, shuhu kind of shvisa b'shabes kishigil rekek al yabosho. And over there, the halacha is that when you come within the 10 tefachim on Shabbos, you can shvisa kina mukha shmaita dileel. That, as it's proven in our sugya, he's referring to our sugya. He brings the gemara. Veislach katan techein tchum lemal miyasara kilei hayu b'seicha tchum mahave. And the gemara says, if you hold that ain't tchum lemal miyasara, so what was the problem? Fine, when they come in now they're safe. They could walk around, do what they want. What do you mean? If ain't tchum lemal miyasara, it's like you fell asleep. You fell asleep. You have no tchum. Right, so what also on that before says that, so that's why I see in Agamor by Sfina, it seems to be saying differently. It seems to say if you're not kind of now, fine, you'll be kind of later. So that's the question that Rav is asking. What's the difference between if you lamal me asora or if you're sleeping? Both situations, the person, whatever, for whatever reason, the person wasn't kind of shvisa then. So fine. So whenever you come into the situation that now you're shaykh to be kind of shvisa, now I'll be kind of shvisa even on Shabbos. And that's what for instance as follows. Yeishloimar d'shanei hosom shahoyu beben hashmoshes lamal me'asoro. Over there in our Gemara, they were lamal me'asoro mokom she'enei roi liknei shvisa. A place, the place itself is a place which is not fit at all to be kind of shvisa. Avol bekan shahoyu b'mokom haroi l'shvisa. Over here, the person actually was sitting. He was on the ground. He was here. He was in a place that was fit to be kind of shvisa. Ela sha'avat shvisasa mipnei sheyashin loy, but over here what happened was that he lost his kniyah shvisa because he was sleeping. Mikivin shleikonim ben hashmosh shuv leyikne. So the Ritva tells us a difference. He says that this that our Gemara says that a shvisa you could be kind of shvisa later. Your tum could be set up after Shabbos. That's only in such a situation like Lamal Miyasora, that person was in a place that place doesn't relate at all to Tchum. So such a thing like that if you're in such a situation that you're totally unrelated to Tchum, so then later when you come within that area, come the Matam Miyud, then the Tchum could be chal, even after Ben Hashmoshes. However, in this situation over here in this Mishnah, when the person was sleeping, the place that he was actually a place with the Shaykh Tchum. If you're in a place with the Shaykh Tchum, then the Zman of Kniyah Shvisa has to be Taka Ben HaShemoshes. That's when it's being Chal. And if for whatever reason he wasn't Kniyah Ben HaShemoshes, like in that situation that he was sleeping, so then it can't be Chal anymore. That's the difference that the Ritva makes. Depending on what kind of place the person was at the time. If the place itself was Roy for Shvisa, there was a specific issue with this person himself, Then Ben HaShemoshes is the Zman Kniyah Shvisa for this Mokim, and you weren't there to accept the Kniyah Shvisa, you're not going to have it later. But Lamal Miyud, that's Bechlan not a Mokim of Kniyah Shvisa at all. So over there, we wouldn't say that you missed it. Nothing to miss. It's not the time of Kniyah Shvisa. So then, when a person comes in, he could be Kniyah Shvisa. That's the Chalal that Rav says. And again, like we see from our Gemara over here, something new, that we might have thought that Ben HaShemoshes is the time, right? That's it. You know, you missed it. But you see from our Gemara that not necessarily. This, that Ben HaShemoshes is the time, and if you miss it, you miss it, is only if you're in a place which is Shaykh to Tchum. But if you hold in Tchum Lamal Miyasara, and the place itself is not Roy for Tchum, so then, even later on, a person comes within Asara Tvach, and then he can be kind of Shvisa. That's what you see from our Sugya over here. Let's see the Gemara a little further. The Gemara says, Toshma haneshev shmeisa des amnum betzafa b'shavso kamei davchizde besuru b'hadei fanyo b'shavso kamei derovo b'pumpadisa. The Gemara talks about how certain sugis were discussed on one Shabbos in two different places. And it's not possible for a person to don't connect. Manam Rinu. Who said over these sugis? Interesting Gemara over here. Seems to be a known story over here. Right? That happened. So who said it over? Lav Elio Amrinu. It must have been Elio Anovi. Elio Anovi, and he knows how to fly. Right. So And of course, like, you know, he's limited to the Hilchos Shabbos Tchum, right? If Tchum wouldn't allow it, then he couldn't have done it. So these shiurim were said over by Eliyahu in two different places on Shabbos, which were not in the same Tchum. How could that happen? Alma in Tchum l'mal mi'asor. So the one brings a raya from over here. Oh, a ma'aser from Eliyahu Hanavi. A raya that in Tchum l'mal mi'asor. And that's why he was able to fly l'mal mi'asor. And then he wasn't over any iser Tchum. And that one says, Lord, Dilma Yosef Shidam Rinu. No, maybe it was someone else. Right, Yosef the Shade. Rashi says Leminter Shabbos. Right, he's not a Shomer Shabbos. Knows how to learn, but he's not a Shomer Shabbos. Right, so therefore there won't be any raya. Right? Even if the halacha would be Yesh Tchum L'mal Me'asor, but he's not the Shomer Shabbos. So he's not concerned.
What does Minter mean?
Minter means to wash. Shmir.
Right,
Shomer Shabbos.
Why?
Why can't you say in practical words that he was allowed to go for tzala reasons?
Who?
The person who told the shir over. He had a heter of kuch nefesh to go out to between the two cities, and he landed over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I mean, I have to know what the story was. It sounds like they knew of the situation over there, and you know, I guess there was no tzala call.
No, but I'm saying the Gemara is coming on to like this Yosef Shida. I don't know who this is.
Okay, no. Apparently they did. Right? It sounds like they. We're talking about a specific story. It's not like it's a Mishnah. Right? You know, you can make up what you want. Hachamay Askin, and it sounds like, you know, it's a specific story.
So they knew that there was a flying person.
He was learning Torah. What is it? He's not showing. Was he learning Torah over here? Right? Kind of.
There are many like that.
Okay.
There are many like that. Who weren't from, but they went.
But this is a shade. He's a shade. Right? That this is a you know. Right. This is a shade. Yeah, a shade. And I mean, the concept of Eliyahu learning with people, like, you know, we hear over the generations that there were, you know, many tzaddikim that had, so like what we call Gili Eliyahu, and right? Came from them. The more talks about it, right? The more brachas, right? We had that because someone beginning brachas, right? Eliyahu didn't come to him. It's actually more Marcus. You know, Eliyahu didn't come to learn with him because he had a taina on him. He did something wrong. But said probably why the more originally assumed that it was Eliyahu. But on that Gemara's, and that Gemara says, right, they knew about these things. There was apparently a famous shade that wasn't Shem Shabbos but knew how to learn well, and they said that it could have been him. Okay, Lomazan the Gemara. Toshma. Okay, this is an important piece. This takes us to the end over here. Let's see if we can tap around what we can over here. Toshma. Harinaz Biyom Shidub Shabin David Bo. A person says that I'm a Kabbal Nazirus to be a Nazir, right? Nazir with all the dim and the restrictions of Nazirus. I'm not being a Kabbal Nazirus necessarily right now with any stipulations. I'm being a Kabbal Nazirus b'yoyim sheben David bo, the day that Mashiach ben David will arrive. Taloch is mutl lishlis yayim b'shabos as yom tovim. One of the isurim of Nazir is to drink wine. It's of the Mishnah. Mut lishtes yayin b'shabos as yom tovim, but also lishtes yayin kol moisachol. This person, because of the possible naziris which is chal, depending on, you know, will Mashiach come or not? So the Mishnah says that there's certain days that it will be mutter to him to drink, and certain days that it's also shabos as yom tovim. It's mutter, and kol moisachol it's also.
What? You're talking before Mashiach comes, before this Ben David comes.
Yeah, right? Not today, right? He's saying that I'm a Kabbal Naziris.
When?
Right? We'll see in Maskaranas HaGemor what this means. But yeah, I'm a Kabbal Naziris on the day that Mashiach will come, right? And therefore every day there's a Sof. He might come today. And therefore, right? Therefore he can't drink, right? We'll see the Gemara for the specifics. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, Rashi said, let's see that bottom Rashi over here. Rashi says, that's the basis of the Mishnah, right? We know, for whatever reason, we know Shabbos is Yom Tovim, he's allowed to drink, because definitely Mashiach is not going to come today. So if we know Mashiach is not going to come today, so there's no reason for him to be also, because we know that his Nazir is not going to be Chal today. However, during the weekdays, also called Mesachol, Rashi says Dilma Asi, because maybe he will come. Smor says as follows. Iyama b'shlami yesh tchumin. The Smor wants to understand, why is he not coming on Shabbos? Why are we so sure that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos? Smor says that apparently this would have to do with our Shaila over here. Yesh tchumin. Right? He'd be restricted with the tchumin. Right? Tafil Mashiach. Right? Over, right? The halachas, the hilchah Shabbos, the hilchah Shabbos. Is I amrit b'shlam yesh tchum in hainle b'shabas yom tovim mutter. If this yesh tchum l'malo me'asora, right, we're assuming that he's coming, you know, from traveling l'mal me'asora. Over here, we'll see in a minute about that. So the Mora says like this, that if the assumption is that he's going to be traveling l'mal me'asora, so in that thing Mora says that if that's true, so we could understand that it's mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov because he's not coming. Why is he not coming? Because yesh tchumen, because of the restriction of tchumen. Bishlam yesh tchumen. If you hold as yesh chol l'mal miyud, hainu de b'shabbos yom tov mutter. El yamre ain't tchumen, but if you hold ain't tchumen l'mal miyud, b'shabbos yom tov my mutter. Why is it mutter? There's no problem for him to come. Why are we assuming that he's for sure not coming? That seems to be what the mission is saying, what this price is saying. That on Shabbos, the one may drink wine. Why? Because we could be assured that he's not coming. What's assuring us? So if there's an Issa Tchumin, that could assure us. He's coming, he's traveling, Lamal Miyud. Issa Tchumin, that's what's assuring us. But if you hold that there's ain't Tchumin Lamal Miyud, so why, what's the difference between Shabbos and Chol? There's no restriction on Shabbos. There's no restriction on Shabbos. The Gemara says, in answer to that, Shani Hosom, Domakro, Hine Nechi Shalech Lechem, Es Elia Hanovi, Lifnei Boy, Yoim Hashem. This is the famous Gemara which tells us that Mashiach will be preceded, there'll be an announcement that Mashiach is going to become by Elia Hanovi. This Gemara seems to be saying he's going to come one day before. One day before, right? Lifnei bo yom Hashem, hagol v'anoira, Eliyahu will come. V'holoi osi Eliyahu, right? We'll have to give the Gemara a chance to work things out over here. But one step at a time. The Gemara introduces a new thing that the day before Mashiach will come, Eliyahu will come. V'holoi osi Eliyahu me'esmol. And Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So that's why on Shabbos, the Gemara is saying right now, the Gemara is coming on Shabbos, it's mutter, because I know Mashiach is not coming today since Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. And the Gemara asks, well, that doesn't help us, because the kol yom of yom, if that's the reason, every day should also be mutter. The holy yosel yom yesmol, because I know Eliyahu didn't come, I'm standing here today. Right? Today, Eliyahu, I didn't hear about Eliyahu coming yesterday. He didn't come yesterday, so I know Mashiach is not coming today, so it should be mutter. So why is this heter? The fact that Eliyahu is going to come before Mashiach, why is that only matter Shabbos and Yom Tovim? If you tell me because he didn't come, so every weekday also, Ella Amrin Lebez Nagod Lasso. No, the reason why in the weekdays this doesn't help to be matter is because we say that the fact that I don't know about it doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't come. Maybe he came to Bez Nagod. Rashi says he came to the Sanhedrin in Lishchus Hagozes. The Rishonim says Akopon came to Bez Nagodol also. That if that's the reason why Bechol, even though I don't know about it, but I can't assume that Mashiach has not come today because Eliyahu didn't come, because maybe he did come. Hachanam Leim Bez Nagodol also. So maybe say. Same thing about Shabbos. Shabbos, right, you want to say Shabbos is mutter because I know that Mashiach is not coming since Eliyahu didn't come. Maybe Eliyahu did come. Say the same thing. Basically, the Gemara is asking, what's between Shabbos and Lechol? And that Gemara says like this, K'fa muftach lohen li Yisrael shein Eliyahu bo loy ba'av Shabbosos The Gemara says this is really what the Gemara was heading at. This is the point. Point number one, like the Gemara said, is that Mashiach is preceded by Eliyahu Hanavi. Point number two is that Eliyahu does not come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Things are too busy. Rashi says, "B'pnei Atorich." See the second Rashi: "Shemanichin Sochei Shabbos L'Holchum L'Hakul Ponov." That if he comes, then we have to be makpul ponov, right? And that way the preparation for Shabbos won't be done properly. So that's why we know that Eliyahu is not going to be coming on Erev Shabbos. So that's the point of the Gemara. Since Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos because of the Torah, and Mashiach is going to be preceded by Eliyahu, so therefore it follows that we can know that Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara answered the fact that Eliyahu comes first. So the Gemara is saying La'olam, that maybe there's ein tchumen l'mal mi'asara. That's not the issue over here. And as far as this tchumen is concerned, as far as that's concerned, maybe Mashiach could come. But the reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's mutter, and we are sure that he's not going to become, is because he can't be preceded by Eliyahu if he were to come on Shabbos, because then Eliyahu would have to come on Erev Shabbos, and Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. That's the Cheshem of the Gemara over there. Now the Gemara says like this, Kosaka Daitach, the Gemara at this point, now that we got this information, took on the assumption, from the fact that you're telling me that Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos, so Mashiach Nami Loyosi, it would seem to follow that the same way people are not able to make a proper Kabbalah's Ponim for Eliyahu on Erev Shabbos because of the preparation of Erev Shabbos, so Mashiach also, it should follow. So it should follow that Mashiach is also not going to come on Erev Shabbos because of this reason. So if that's true, so on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it should be mutter to drink, because we could assume that even though maybe Eliyahu could come on Thursday, but Mashiach can't come on Friday. The same reason why Eliyahu can't come on Friday. So why does the Mishnah say that he's only mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Erev Shabbos and Erev should also be. And that Gemara said like this, Eliyahu lo yasi. No, it's only Eliyahu which is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Mashiach osi. Mashiach will come. To keep it osi Mashiach, because since Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, hakol avodim hen liYisrael, everyone will become instant servants for Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says, the third line on the top, avodim hen ve'en liYisrael terech, diyikad etarach lu, that it won't be necessary for the Yidden to do the preparation for Shabbos when Mashiach comes, because then Hakol Avodim Lehem Yisrael, and people everyone else will do the necessary preparations. As the Gemara says, right? I guess they'll learn quickly what everyone needs to be done. So therefore the Gemara says that this Kabbalah that we have that on Erev Shabbos Eliyahu won't come is restricted to Eliyahu, because at that point I'm not going to yet have the rest of the world as our servants. The next day when Mashiach comes, that's no problem. Come on Shabbos, there will be no problem of Tirch for Erev Shabbos then, because then we'll have many people to help us.
So the Emes HaOlam will not react to Eliyahu's arrival the same as Mashiach and Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
They won't be ready yet to prepare.
Right. Mashiach comes. Right.
They want harder.
What he's going to do when he comes, the turnaround which will happen with his coming will be different, right? Totally different than of Eliyahu.
Right. I mean, people might not even. I mean, we see even the Yidden might not even realize it. Right? I mean, he might only be talking to the Gadolim, right?
Bez Nagodol. Well, yeah, we're not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It seem to be from this Gemara over here that that when Mashiach comes, it might be different. I don't have to think about that. What we're talking about, right? Because if he's going to come to a specific place, so probably the other places, you know, are not going to. I don't know if everyone's going to go, so it's only negated to the place where he comes anyways. Okay, let's see over here. One more piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. B'chad b'shaba lishtiri. The Gemara says, however, on Sunday it should be mutter, because now that we're saying that Elio has to come a day before. Right, so this is negate to our shayla. How's Elio going to come on Shabbos? B'chad b'shaba lishteri, lifshayt mino, from the fact that it says that it's also to drink on Sunday, Mashiach could come on Sunday. That means that Elio could come on Shabbos. What happened to Tchumen? So it's a raya ain't Tchumen. Lifshayt mino de ain't Tchumen. De yesh Tchumen. Because if there was a restriction of Tchumen on Shabbos, on the Malam Yud, B'chad b'shaba lishteri, on Sunday it should be mutter. V'lo yos Elio b'shabbos, because Elio can't come on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that we have a raya the other way, from the fact that it says that Sunday is included in the Kol Yomos HaChol, which is an Isser. And now that we found out that Mashiach is preceded by Elio, that means that Elio has to be able to come on Shabbos in order for Mashiach to come on Sunday. This price is mevuyer that Mashiach could come on Sunday. That means Elio could come on Shabbos. What happened to the din of Tchumen? So you see definitely over here that this Tana over here seems to be open. At this point, more things that he seems to hold that ain't Tchumen, there's no Tchumen l'mal miyud. And that thing more says like this. Hay Tana spooky misafka le yeish Tchumen ay ain't Tchumen ulu chumra. Zolt Gemara that you can't take out of this brayse truth. You're right. Definitely, this Tana over here is dealing with the possibility that there's no tchum l'mal miyud, right? However, Zokta Gemara, that you only see that he's using it l'chum, right? That he's asring drinking wine on Sunday because of that possibility. So therefore, we don't know, we can't assume that it was posher to him that the din's ain't chumra l'mal miyud, even l'kula. He's only using this halacha l'chumra to answer it. And that's what the Gemara means. Hay tana sfuki misafklei. If we want to bring a raya, even to go, our shalos was going to get l'kula. Could I walk out of the tchum because of that? We want to use it l'kula. Over there, it's coming out l'chumra. And that because he'll be also to drink. So that the Gemara says that we only find that this tana is using it l'chumra. And therefore, there's room to say that this tana also has the same suffer that we have. So we only see him going l'chumra, so maybe he's mistapik, and he would never be matter. So therefore, we can't take out of this araya from this tana over here l'hokum. This is what Rashi says over here. We see this Rashi over here. It's around three lines down from the narrow lines. Umishanina. This one doesn't have. You have the bold print on this Rashi?
No.
Umishanina. Mehalo tifshet ein tchumen. You can't bring a raya from over ein tchumen. The dilmam sfuk misafkalei lahay tanu. Maybe this tan himself is in doubt. The dilma ein tchumen. Mishum hochi asa b'chad b'shabo. Ulochumra. Maybe he himself is in doubt. That's why he holds ein tchumen. And because of that, so he's machmer, and if he's answering on chad b'shabos, because possibly Elio could come on Shabbos. However, we have no right to say that it's posher to him, that he's definitely holds on all grounds that ain't chumen the sale of heteramine, that we can learn out a heter to go l'kula. So therefore, the Gemara really ends off over here that we have a sofik. It's a sofik. The Gemara is not posher to shailum. Now, what the halacha is really a machlokes in Rishonim. What the din is over here now that it's a sofik. So do we say that we could go the kula, or we have to be machmer? This is machlekes in the Rishonim. If you look in Balmor, the Rosh, they talk about this din.